This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Yeah, I know. Gosh, he doesn't sound healthy this morning. No, I just returned from an almost week-long teaching experience up in Minneapolis. Back to Salt Lake, and all the time I put into the preparation of my presentation and teaching new doctors and up too late, up too early, just finally taxed my immune system to where my body decided, all right, it's time to clean house. And I haven't had an experience like this, honestly, since years, even before COVID showed up. And I feel much better than I sound. I just wanted to say this up front because I know there's no way of getting around that I sound a little hoarse. And these are, you know, it's mostly a detoxing experience that takes place. You just overwork the system, overtax. The immune system begins to suffer because it requires an awful lot of energy of its own. And so when it gets stretched out, you become susceptible for the bacteria that live inside you. And remember that, you know, we're full of bacteria. There's no getting away with it or from it. I've mentioned this before, and I will say it again, and probably will again in the future. From your mouth to the bottom, this long tube that we call the digestive tract is so loaded with bacteria and parasites, good parasites, mind you, good bacteria. Yes, there's some bad bacteria in there, but the good bacteria keeps it at bay if you're healthy. And viruses, both good and bad, mostly good. Yes, there are good viruses. That's what's kept our species alive on this planet for as long as we've been here. This the incredible immune system that works in conjunction with the microbiome that exists in the gut. In fact, 80% of your immune system is in the gut because of that very thin wall between what is passing through the small intestine and then into the large intestine and the bloodstream on the other side of that very thin wall. 80% of your immune system is located right there. And when we get a little taxed, as I said, energy-wise, and start to drag a little bit, we become susceptible to an overgrowth of some of the bacteria. And then the body says, okay, time to clean house. Get a little bit of a fever. And why do you get a fever when you start to get sick? Because your immune system springs into action much quicker at a higher temperature, 100, 101. We've always been told that viral problems are usually 100 to 101 temperature. Bacteria will go up to 103 or more. There's a pediatrician that I'm aware of in the Salt Lake area who sees the children medically of a lady that I take care of, naturally, taking care of her and her son and daughter. And her pediatrician told her, hey, if the temperature doesn't reach 105, don't worry about it. If it gets up to 105, then we might have a problem and you might want to get to the ER. But short of that, rest, keep them warm, plenty of fluids. Love them, leave them alone, and let their body work through the natural process of immune response to bacteria. And one of the most powerful immune responses is to raise the temperature. There's been some interesting research that's come out of Africa, as well as the Huntsman Cancer Institute here in Salt Lake City, that they notice certain kinds of cancers disappear rather quickly if the body is induced with something that would give it a fever. So the theory is, and they claim that they are still in the process of researching this, that if they induce a measles infection with someone with cancer, because the measles will raise the temperature of the body, making your immune response more active, it seems to have a more positive effect on destroying the cancer. Now, I heard that coming out of Africa, and I heard that coming out of the Huntsman Institute about the same time, just before COVID. And I haven't heard anything since. But it only makes sense from what I was taught in immunology when I was in school. So when you get a fever, it doesn't mean there's something wrong. You get a fever, it means your immune system has put out a 2 or 3 alarm fire signal and say, hey, you know, we got some things here we need to take care of. We're going to raise the temperature to get all these white blood cells that have been, you know, not AWOL, but a little lazy lately. And we're going to get them back into service and get them moving. So what do you do when you have a fever? If it's a little baby and it's your first child, I mean, this is panic city. If you're not familiar with the natural process of a fever, when you're a new parent with a new baby and the baby is, you know, kicking and crying and obviously in some form of distress, it's not the bug that caused that. It's the body's response to the presence of a bug. Just like the same thing with me. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Also at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm not the Forbidden Doctor, but that's the title we use for the nutrition aspect because it brings the Forbidden Doctor inside you alive. And you can get more information at ForbiddenDoctor.com on that. But as I'm talking about fever here, if you can understand this concept, you're coming a long way towards your dependence on drugs. And that's this. When you get sick, and you sound a little hoarse like I am right now because of the inflammation in my throat. But I feel much better than I sound because I'm on the tail end of this experience. But you get a little feverish. You might get nauseous. You might vomit. You might have some diarrhea. You're going to have a temperature that goes on for a while. There's going to be some aches and pains. It's not the bug that caused that. That's causing that right now. It's your body's response to the presence of that bug that's causing that. And so inside that deep Forbidden Doctor center inside your body that says, all right, it's time to clean house. We're just going to, it's time. So what happens? There's some swelling. The lymphatic system starts draining stuff that's been piling up, debris, protein metabolites. Other things that you've been breathing, you've been eating, you've been on your skin, all these kinds of things that you've been going through recently that have been building up a certain level of toxicity inside the body. And then the body decides, well, we're going to detox. We're going to detox through the sinus mucosa. We're going to detox through the throat mucosa. And then all of a sudden you think, oh, my gosh, I got a cold. And you got a low-grade fever for a while because your immune system turned that fever up. It released pyrogens that turn up the temperature of the body, mostly coming out of the liver. The liver is what keeps your body warm, incidentally. Your core temperature is pretty well controlled by the liver. And all the blood running through the liver keeps warm as it gets to the extremity areas of the body. And so the body is using this as an opportunity to detoxify itself. And it will, wherever the inflammation is, and it could be in the colon. You could have, you know, a series of diarrhea episodes for a few days. Could be cardiopulmonary. Blood pressure goes up a little bit, maybe a little bit of tachycardia. Not tachycardia, but your heart rate speeds up a little bit. Not enough for tachycardia. And your lungs have been accumulating all the stuff you've been breathing in, and it's having a hard time getting all of this stuff out, especially if you're in a toxic area. By toxic, I mean lots of dust, other kinds of filtrates that are collecting that, you know, the filters and the furnaces haven't been cleaned or something that's stirred up a dust level that you can't see. It's not like a big dust storm blowing across the desert, just the dust that's in the air. These things accumulate in the lungs. Your body has this thing called an elevator system inside the lungs with the cilia and all the hairs that line, little itty-bitty tiny hairs that line the lungs, the lining of the lungs, the alveoli, everything else, that's constantly kind of waving up to move this kind of debris up to the bronchi, up to the throat so you can cough it out. But sometimes it gets overburdened and the stuff starts to build up. And so I haven't been through an experience like this literally in years, and it finally caught up to me. And so that's why I sound like I sound. But I feel really good. I've been taking the supplements that are aimed at empowering the immune system. And as we're going into the cold and flu season, a lot more of you will probably, especially around the holidays, start having experiences with cold, chest cold, sinus cold, a little bit of the flu, whatever else. Someone's going to come along and say, oh, you got COVID. No, you don't have COVID. Even if the home test says you have COVID, you don't have COVID. You want to read the fine print that's on the little insert in the packet that came with the COVID with your home test. You'll break out in a smile when you read that fine print, because it says almost anything can cause a positive response with this test. And that's a subject for another time. The thing I want to hit here is at ForbiddenDoctor.com, we have over 200 podcasts. And there's one podcast in particular. You can, if you go to the podcast search bar and just put in flu, F-L-U, just put in flu, you'll see what to do before, during, and after the flu. It's a great podcast on how to get yourself through the winter season, the cold and flu season, in one piece. And it's our suggestions as to what you might want to consider. And it's what I'm doing, especially based around a product called Immuplex, Immuplex. I took three of them this morning. I don't have the flu. I don't want the flu. I'll be taking three of these a day until probably the first light of spring starts to show up and we have warmer temperatures. So I'll talk to you a little bit more about that, but I also want to talk to you about gluten, because that's a question I keep getting all the time. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and we will continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next, and I want to concentrate on the flu, and then I want to concentrate on gluten. Be right back.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. And again, the thing about the flu, it depends on what degree your immune system is responding to what it's come across. You can't get away from viruses. You can't get away from bacteria. They are everywhere. And so, I don't know if I should use the term big pharma, but the pharmaceutical companies that sell the drugs to mitigate the symptoms of cold and flu, not curative, of course, just mitigate, want you to believe that you're this innocent, helpless victim and you caught something. But don't worry, we have something to stop that runny nose. We have something to stop the watery, itchy eyes. We have something to stop the cough. You don't want to stop these things. These things are the process of your body cleaning itself out. Now, those drugs are effective for drying up the sinuses and suppressing the cough, but you'll just stay sicker longer. Because your body isn't going to say, oh, here's a drug, maybe I should stop detox right now. No, it's going to continue to detox, and now it has to detox that drug. So the symptoms of what you're trying to suppress will just continue on longer. Whereas if you let this happen, and you're going to lose your appetite, so you want to stop eating, period. Drink some good organic teas, preferably non-caffeinated. And if you have to sweeten it only with some honey, a little bit of honey. I had several cups of chamomile tea during this experience, and I drank it without any sweetener, because the sweetener suppresses the immune response. We'll have to do a show on that sometime. But in any event, a lot of the things that you have been programmed into thinking is sickness is just your body going through its normal house cleaning. We do it in the spring, you know, we kind of do it before Christmas or before fall in our houses and whatever, and your body does the same thing. And it's a process of keeping us alive, keeping us healthy, so we can enjoy the fullness of life that we're designed to do. Now, I'm going to move over into the product that I recommend that I take. I take three of them in the morning before I leave the house, called Immuplex. You can get that at orders that you just email, orders@forbiddendoctor.com. and say that you want the Immuplex, and the staff will get a hold of you. Or you can call 801-523-1890. That's 801-523-1890. I guarantee you that's the best price you'll find anywhere for Immuplex. Now, in the podcast that I mentioned at Forbidden Doctor, what to do before, during, and after the flu, I am doing what's before the flu, just three a day. If you start to get the flu, you're going to get up to probably six a day. But interestingly enough, it can build to nine a day. But here's the rub with the flu. Once you think the flu is over with, this is where a lot of people can get a secondary infection. You know what? I think I need to spend a little time explaining that. Why some people get a little sicker a few days after the flu is over that they thought they left behind them, and why they actually get a little bit sicker following a relief of the symptoms. I think you'll find this pretty interesting. And then that's when you could be taking anywhere from 9 to 12 of these Immuplex a day. And I guarantee you, within two or three days, you're back on your feet, back to work, back to whatever it is you were doing before this so-called flu showed up. So we'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A sanitation company is accused of employing dozens of children to clean the floors of slaughterhouses during graveyard shifts. This is all according to an announcement by the Department of Labor. Packers Sanitation Services, Inc., or PSSI, a company contracted to work at slaughterhouses and meatpacking facilities throughout the country, allegedly employed at least 31 kids, one as young as 13 years old, to work overnight cleaning shifts at three facilities in Nebraska and Minnesota. Those practices would violate the Fair Labor Standards Act, which prohibits, quote, oppressive child labor, end quote. A Connecticut judge has imposed another $473 million in punitive damages against InfoWars host Alex Jones for calling the Sandy Hook.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan silver dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan silver dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan silver dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
More of Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. So, why would you get sicker after you started to feel better once the flu started to leave behind, or the cold, or the sore throat, or anything else? This is where a secondary infection shows up, because your immune system, trying to detoxify the house and keep this growing viral presence, or this continuing, or this growing bacterial presence at bay, or destroy it, or finally get it back down to where it's no longer a threat to your health, has exerted tremendous amounts of energy. It's consumed a lot of energy inside the system. And so at the time you start feeling a little bit better, like, oh, sweetie, I think I might be ready to go back to work or go back to school or whatever, your immune system is at a low at this point, even though you're starting to feel better, because it's just, you know, like a battle in a military situation. You know, after the battle is over and you've won the battle, you're not ready for another big battle like the one you just fought. It's going to take a while to restore, you know, the ammunition and restore the troops and get everything back together for another battle. Same thing with your immune system. And sometimes if it's weak enough and you are in a situation where you're exposed to some things the average person may not be, you can get a secondary infection that's even worse than the first. And I'm talking about pneumonia. That's particularly when pneumonia shows up. Usually, you don't just get pneumonia. Usually what's going on is you've gone through something prior to that that's weakened the immune response, and the pneumonia bacteria, or the viral pneumonia elements, are in your lungs anyway. They didn't just show up. It's there all the time. For instance, I could take 100 people, and I will find strep bacteria in the throats of every one of them. But none of them have strep throat, because their immune system has kept this at bay. It's not like there's a strep bacteria hiding in your closet, and when you weren't looking, it just jumped on you and attacked you and made you sick. I mean, it's silly. So almost every viral element that's out there on this planet, almost every bacterial agent on this planet, is in your body in very small population groups because the immune system keeps it that way. And it's only when you begin to be weakened to some degree that the immune system begins to be weakened in its response, and that's a secondary infection I'm talking about. That's why the podcast, What to Do Before, During, and After the Flu, is so important. You go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, search under podcasts, What to Do Before, During, and After the Flu, and if that catches your attention, the things that I suggest there that you might want to at least have in your medicine cabinet in case you do get sick ahead of time, you can get it orders at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Now, a couple of things about gluten before we run to the end of the program here and I tie up with Doug again. I have adult onset celiac disease. How many times have you heard somebody say that? Oh, I'm gluten-free. Oh, I have to stay gluten-free. I always thought bread was a nourishing staple. Well, when it's properly prepared, and I'm talking about bread now, when bread is properly prepared, which means germinated and fermented, wheat bread was once the staff of life. And it nourished thousands of people or millions of people for thousands of generations. But in recent years now, this has become the cause of a lot of digestive disorders, autoimmune disease, and other things. Now, how'd that happen? Back in the 1970s, wheat producers in the United States changed over to a hybridized wheat kernel, you know, just leaving behind the old heirloom variety that our ancestors had consumed for thousands of generations. And this genetically engineered hybrid contains significantly higher levels of gliadin, which is a protein that's commonly found in wheat. So these so-called food producers continued to grow it in masses, and after the harvest, they will then fumigate this stuff with mercury to prevent organisms from eating it while it, you know, lingers in storage for months. Then they refine it, and in the refining, they remove any valuable nutrition. And for good measure, then, they'll spray in a few synthetic vitamins, and then they spray in potassium bromate, which is toxic to the thyroid and other organs, and label any loaf of bread made with this processed flour as enriched. What a joke. I mean, you feed me Frankenfoods loaded with chemicals, and then you try to tell me it's enriched? I mean, that's like taking $1,000 out of my pocket and sticking six Monopoly dollars back in there. Do you feel enriched? So I talk to my patients who have developed this gluten, or it comes from gliadin, the protein gliadin, this gluten sensitivity, to avoid wheat products that are derived from hybridized wheat kernels, which is almost all of them. You know, if they ever travel to Europe, where the bread is still derived mainly from original heirloom wheat varieties, they won't have any problems. And they almost never do. But when they come back to the States, they think, oh, I got over my gluten sensitivity. And they erroneously believe they've been healed from this gliadin sensitivity, and they try eating the bread manufactured here in the U.S., and they get sick again, and it triggers all their symptoms all over. I had that experience a few years ago. I wouldn't say I have a gluten sensitivity to the degree that I avoid bread, because there's some breads I'll eat. But I remember when my wife and I went to Florence for a week to just see all of the incredible things we learned about in humanities classes in college, at Florence being the seat of the Italian Renaissance, not Rome, Florence. And I remember having pasta dishes there, and I'm thinking, boy, I don't know, I shouldn't eat this. I never had one moment of digestive distress the whole time I ate from the restaurants in Florence, Italy. And when I came back, I thought, oh, I guess I'm over that. Nope. Nope. The first good dose of pasta, once I returned, I had some serious indigestion. It went on for about 2 or 3 days before it was over with. So, honest bread makers still use the heirloom wheat kernels, and they prepare them in a way that our ancestors did, which was the staff of life for them. I mean, you can find such bread makers through the directories listed at the Weston A. Price Foundation. Just Google that. Weston, like it sounds, W-E-S-T-O-N, Weston A. Price Foundation. They'll tell you where you can find the bread makers that use the heirloom wheat kernels. And these bread makers properly germinate the wheat kernel, fermenting them with naturally occurring probiotics and healthy yeast cultures. The bread, and then the bread is baked under natural heating conditions that actually produce rather nourishing loaves filled with nutritional factors, minus all those toxic chemicals that are, you know, that our bodies, not the chemicals, but the real good bread that our bodies crave. And this kind of bread is absolutely rich. It doesn't need to be enriched. And when you look at a study of the wheat anatomy, you know, the wheat kernel, like a lot of grains, have three parts, the bran, the germ, and the endosperm. And the bran and the germ is where the essential fatty acids and the minerals and the B complex and the fat-soluble vitamins, including the entire vitamin E complex, is located. And we need many of these nutrients to support our bodies in the process of effectively metabolizing the endosperm, which has the starch and the gluten proteins. So a lot of my patients, after they've come to the clinic after having consumed refined wheat products for years, and they're just having all these problems, the long-term consumption of the endosperm alone means they've developed deficiencies of the nutrients that are found in the bran and the germ. And it's the bran and the germ of the little wheat kernel that's removed during the process of moving from whole wheat to white flour. You know, that's just, you know, like you've been diving for pearls and you come back up to the surface and most of the air's gone. As soon as your head comes through the water, for some reason, most of the air is gone. You've lost the whole purpose of the germ and the brand in the first place. It's quite a remarkable achievement that technologically they've been able to do that, because people want white bread. And it's been bleached. And it's been sprayed ahead of time with mercury and bromate in order to preserve it. And the gliadin-rich hybridized wheat that we have now was done by the food, so-called food producers, to give you the kind of bread in a bag in the supermarket that you get in a restaurant. I think you can follow me on this. Now, Dr. Royal Lee, the founder of Standard Process, in the midst of these big changes back in the 50s up through the 70s, put all these missing food factors that have been removed from the good wheat, bran, and germ into wheat germ oil. Now, if you're old enough, you know wheat germ oil has always been promoted for energy, for strength, for vitamins. That's why the wheat germ oil I use is the Standard Process wheat germ oil. Again, available at orders@forbiddendoctor.com. And I, who do I give this to? I give it to anybody that's dragging. Anybody that's lost their sex desire, sex drive, anybody that's lost their get up and go, because a lot of the precursors for sex hormones is found in this particular form of wheat germ oil. Now, if they had left the bread alone or left the wheat alone, then that supplement wouldn't be necessary. So it's just kind of interesting how, the food industry, like other industries, is concerned about the bottom line. They're not concerned about your health. Well, they talk a big story about how this is better than that, or this isn't as bad as that. But they're interested in the bottom line. It's just like the pharmaceutical industry. The pharmaceutical industry is interested in the bottom line. And with all the things that have come to the surface regarding the tricks that have been played at the FDA and the CDC in promoting all of this stuff about COVID, you know, who are you going to believe anymore? The only thing you can believe is the things that kept our ancestors alive and healthy, and they ate from the earth, or they ate something that ate from the earth, rather than from large food manufacturing corporations. So it's just something to keep in mind as we're going to start moving more fully into the holidays. And why, you know, I told you there's two major reasons for the cold and flu season. The big major reason is the sun is lower in the sky and your body isn't making enough vitamin D. And you need vitamin D for a strong immune system for a number of reasons that I've talked about in the past. But then again, it's all the sugar that's going to be in your diet, starting with Halloween that recently passed, and then Thanksgiving, and then Christmas. Just loaded with sugar. I know you can't avoid it. I'm not going to avoid it, but I'm going to try to be very, very careful as to the volume that I consume. So after the coming break, I'm going to be joining Doug Steffen to finish the program that we got going here today. And I just get a kick out of always talking with Doug. It's always a lot of fun. You can hear all of our Good Day Show podcasts with me and Dr. Ken Kronhaus at gooddayhealthshow.com, where there's over 600 podcasts. There's more than that now with Ken and myself, and you can listen to my podcast at forbiddendoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'll stick around for Doug and me to wrap up this week's program.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Caledron. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Chappell, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
It's Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen for this portion of the program with Jack, brought to you by Calitrin, the way to lose weight and keep it off. May I suggest to you that if you have had a good weight loss experience and you want to keep that weight off, then you go to the website for Calitrin, which is toploss.com. Go through all of the info they have there on healthy weight loss. Jack will be the first to tell you that there are lots of ways to lose weight. Some of them good, some of them not so good. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee on this product. When you've lost the weight, get on Calitrin. It'll help you keep it off, which is certainly the sane way to approach weight loss. Okay, check it out. Calitrin at toploss.com. Use the exit code Doug for free shipping and 90 days free. Whoopee! Okay, so we've had some warnings today, Jack, on the program about toxic toads and people licking toxic toads. Have you ever had anybody come into your clinic there and in Salt Lake City who had problems because they had licked a toxic toad? I'm being a little facetious, but not a lot, because not apparently this is a problem, like eating bad mushrooms.
And out here, we're in a desert. And so you have to kind of go out of your way to find it. Talking about the horny toads that are out,
yes,
you know, out in the desert. But
yeah,
back east where I grew up, like you, I grew up in Virginia, well, there's toads and frogs and all over the place. And yeah, there's some interesting videos on YouTube of snakes trying to swallow a toad and spitting them right back out.
Yeah.
Other predator animals biting into a toad and spitting it back out because they have these big glands right behind their eyes that are loaded with these toxic materials. That, and if you if they swallow them, it will actually kill the animal that swallowed it, like a snake with the
snake or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, so it's part of Mother Nature's protective mechanisms. But for people to go out, you know, I mean, what are they, teenagers trying to find some new drug?
Of course.
Yeah. Well,
mushrooms, toads, whatever we can find. Yeah, right.
Well, mushrooms are a little safer. I don't recommend that, but they're a little safer than a toad, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right. Triple-demic this winter. Rough winter, according to some. How are you talking to your patients, and what are you addressing? The website that you have in your office is, why did I lose the... Forgettable doctor? No. What's the forbidden doctor? Where the heck was my mind? ForbiddenDoctor.com. I don't mention it enough anymore. You're not with me enough anymore. Forget Forbidden Doctor. Anyway, so the air this winter is supposed to be frigid in much of the country. People indoors, all kinds of
things.
We have a podcast
called What to Do Before, During, and After the Flu.
Okay.
Which is what's primarily going to get people during the winter, cold flu season, is... You know, it's no different this year than any other year. Mm-hmm. I know they're calling triple-demic or whatever the ridiculous
one is. Yeah, triple-demic.
It all depends on the strength of your immune system at any given time. There's always somebody in the family that never gets sick. There's always somebody in the family that always gets sick. Mm-hmm. You know, if you look at their dietary intake, it'll probably tell you an awful lot about
the whole story.
But at ForbiddenDoctor.com under podcast, ForbiddenDoctor.com under podcast, put in flu. Just write in FLU. And you'll see what to do before, during, and after the flu. So what you want to do for your immune system if you're around sick people, what you want, how upgrade it if you do get sick, and the important thing is what happens after the flu. Because a lot of people get through the flu, but it so taxes their immune system, they're a sitting duck for a secondary infection, often pneumonia. So I address all those things in that podcast.
I would think that would be a great thing for people to go look at. We have podcasts that we do with you as well, GoodDayHealthShow.com. So there are two ways you can learn from Jack beside listening to the program. It's very, he's got fabulous advice. I was looking at a story about how great it is to live near the water as a child. If you have grown up around water, you'll have better mental health and be healthier. Your physical well-being is also going to be enhanced as an adult. Why do you suppose that is?
Well, the dehydration problem that people have right now, especially in the early years of life, you know, when we were outside playing war and all the other army and all the cowboys, Indians, everything that we did, regardless of the country.
Yeah.
How often did we take a jug of water along with us?
Not often.
And in the hotter areas of the body or the country where we would be sweating an awful lot more, there's always a dehydration problem. There's a dehydration problem today, not just in adults, but
water.
In young people as well. And they're satisfying it with these ridiculous sports drinks.
All kinds
of stuff they're developing brains.
Too much sugar. Water, water everywhere. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.